Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Done in our lives, God. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we pray to God that you would speak to us through your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. My throat is kind of hurting a little bit, so I don't want to do too much today. But as I was going through this week, there's a couple things that kind of, first of all, in July, I went and did a concert at, what's the name of that place that we're at, Precious? It was the Pier in Renton on Ruston Way, Dykeman's Park or something like that. Anyway, we're there on the water, and there was we did music out there, and there people are just waiting for the fireworks, so it's a lot of people that may not be believers. There's a lot of people that came for the event that we did, but there's thousands and thousands of people down there. Like, when you park, you're parking deep and you're walking hills to get back to your car, literally. So while I was there, got off stage, did my music, and a lady was like, man, I just love that you were able to just share the gospel in your songs, and it's clear in your music and it's anointed. And I was like, praise God. And she asked me a few questions, and I was like, I can see people out here that were wrestling with what I was saying. Anybody ever had to wrestle with some things, like somebody said something and you had to wrestle with it? So they were wrestling with the things I was saying. At one time I said, I'm in love. You couldn't really preach in between your songs, but my songs preach anyway. So I was like, yeah, I love this person more than I love my wife. And people were like, what? And then it was, I'm in love with Jesus, you know. So, but some people were just checking it out, and they're like, huh, that's interesting. But I saw people wrestling. So that began to prompt something in my spirit. And then to go throughout this week, as I was preparing for this message, God just kept bringing that in my spirit, wrestling. We are going to have to wrestle with some things in the word of God. And that doesn't mean that we, Tamron, it's not saying that we don't agree with it, but in order for you to be overcome with something, sometimes you got to fight through it. Amen. So we're going to talk about wrestling with God's word. And I got a question. Have you ever wrestled with God's word? You read something in the word of God and it was like, man, I'm not sure. That's tough. You know, one of the scriptures, especially with money, every Christian, as soon as you see the tithe and offering, I don't know about that, God. You bring the first to the storehouse. Man, this is tough, Lord. And you know, like, realistically, what happens is when you are wrestling with God in that sense, God is trying to show you something. Amen. So there is going to be times, somebody say there's going to be times, where I am going to have to wrestle with the word of God. I'm going to have to wrestle with his word so I can make sure I actually got it in my soul. So I started thinking about, why do we wrestle? Well, first of all, what is wrestle? And I'm going to break it down. It says to take part in a fight, either as sport or in earnest, that involves grappling with one's opponent or trying to throw or force them to the ground. That's one definition. And then number two, which what we're going to use today, is a struggle with a difficulty or a problem. There's many times, first of all, because you are flesh, you are going to wrestle with God's word because your flesh doesn't simply agree with God's word. Can I get an amen? Amen. There is nothing in you before you have the Holy Spirit that will agree with God's word. Have you ever seen people, sometimes you go to these big events and people got signs that say something about God, and then you got hecklers. You ever seen the hecklers saying all kind of crazy stuff? Ah, and they start mocking them and start doing a whole bunch of stuff. That's because they are wrestling with it. And they think they are overcoming. But we have to wrestle with the things that we don't understand sometimes in our mind. Even us, as we are here at church, there's times where we wrestle. Jesus even wrestled. Somebody say Jesus wrestled. How do I know he wrestled? Because it says when he was in the garden right? Prior to going to be crucified to save us from our sins, he said, God, if there's another way, if there's another way, can we do this thing another way? Because, you know, I'm not really feeling this, man. You mean it's too much, right? It's too much. I don't want to do it like this. But nonetheless, let your will be done. And when you get to that point, you wrestle, but the truth is you can't defeat God. The truth is you can't defeat God's word. I think it's dangerous when there's people that don't wrestle with God's word. I think it's dangerous. That's when, like, they don't really care what it says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. I don't believe that. And then they just keep on going. But I believe that God wants to wrestle with us to show his word to be true. Amen. So I ask, have you ever wrestled with the word of God? Maybe it's a scripture that you read. Maybe it's a passage. There's still some, I'm going to be honest, I've been in church my whole life. There's a few passages in the Bible that I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. Right? So I read it and I'm still like, man, that's crazy that happened. But I believe it. Amen. I believe the word of God. I have to. Anytime you get in a place where I don't know if I believe it myself or the word of God, you have to say, I believe your word regardless. I might be wrestling with it, but I still accept your word is true. Amen. So I'm going to go to this story in the Bible in Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 32. And this is one of the most, well, this is probably the biggest wrestling passage we see in the Bible. And this is Jacob wrestling with God. And why does Jacob wrestle with God? Well, who started the wrestle? It's another question. We'll find all of that out. Amen. So Genesis chapter 32, verse 22 through 32. And I'm going to drink some water real quick. Somebody say, you got to wrestle. You got to wrestle. You know, in this day and age, even before I read, wrestling or fighting has kind of been demeaned. I saw on online, you know, we got everybody bullying, right? At least they say they're bullying. But one dad said that builds character. When you fight some kind of opposition, it definitely will build character in you, right? I mean, to be honest, there was no such thing as bullying in the sense as they have it now as when I was growing up, right? You might have had some bigger kids that try to fight, but it wasn't just like you were just, they weren't just terrorizing. Everybody, nowadays, everybody's considered a bully. But somebody has to fight. Let's go. Verse 22, it says, and he, this is Jacob, arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone. Somebody say left alone. This is what I'm going to say real quick. I believe most of the time that you are going to be wrestling with something is when you're by yourself. Because it's easy to follow the crowd. It's easy to agree with everything everybody else is saying. That's why when we say church and people say amen and somebody forgets to say amen, they'll just say it because they're with the crowd. But they might not really truly agree with what is going on. But most of your wrestling, say it like this, my wrestling will happen when I'm by myself. This is why it's important to read the word by yourself. Amen. Because if you read the word by yourself, there's going to be times you're like, hold up, let me go back to see what that said. I need it. What? Is this really what happened? You know, let me dig deeper in it. Let me look into the Amplified. I need more information about this. That's when you're digging. Okay? So it says, then Jacob was left alone and a man. And how do we know who this man is? I'll tell you in a second. This man is capitalized. That means a lot in the Bible. Okay? And it says, and a man wrestled with him until the break of day. Now, when he, capital, saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. All right. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he says, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched it and the socket of Jacob's hip and that muscle that shrank. Okay, so it actually tells us who this was. And that's the great thing about the Bible. When you read the Bible, it'll tell you who it was. Who was the person that wrestled him? Come on, tell me out. God wrestled Jacob. Now, I started reading some other, you know, just documentaries or just different things on this, because I was like, it's a very short story. But why did God come wrestle Jacob? Was it because Jacob was looking for his own gain out of everything? It said Jacob. Do you guys know what the name Jacob means? Rascal. Oh, which is another word for deceiver, right? Which meant he is pretty much trying to turn things to get it to go his way. And at this moment, Jacob was in earnest prayer saying, God, I know that I messed up. Hold up real quick. I messed up and dropped my water. Hey, man, I need a towel or whatever. But he says, I know that I've messed up with my brother Esau, right? But even with that situation, he was saying, God, turn it around. Turn it around. And not only that, he was doing things where he would send some of his people ahead. Here, give these gifts to Esau. Make sure he's cool with me. If he kills you, then I know I at least have a little. So he actually sent all his family, and he was like, I'm going to be the last one. Right? Just in case something goes down. If he kills my wives and my kids, okay, well, I'll get away just by me by myself. But one thing we catch here is he's still trying to turn things his way. So God comes and fights him, wrestles with him. And I'm going to say this. God could have easily touched his whole body and he could have fell apart. It didn't say he hit Jacob in the hip. It said he touched him in the hip. And the hip came out of socket, right? So what God is contending, and guess who started this fight? It was God. Why? Because he wanted to teach Jacob something. And sometimes when we're reading the word, God is going to start putting something in your spirit. And when he places something in your spirit, it's going to allow you to say, hey, there's something going on. And God is going to begin to wrestle with you that word. That's why the Bible says the word of God is living and active. There's going to be times where you read the word and it's like, okay, I didn't really catch too much about it. But then there's another time you're going to dig into that same passage, and that passage is going to just jump out at you. And it's like, wow, it's almost like you hear it in your head and it's loud. And as you go to sleep, you hear it. You constantly hear it because God is doing something inside of you at that moment. Amen. We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa.
Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
So it says that Jacob wrestled God all night long. Now, I don't know about you, if you ever prayed all night long, it's a wrestle. Because you're like, God, I need you to do something now. God, I'm going to stay here until I hear something from you, until I hear the answer. There's times where God will put you in situations where you need to be there. Where you're saying, God, okay, God, I've done everything in my strength. I need your strength. I need your power. I can no longer do this alone. And he's going to test you. You guys know that God tests us? You know, sometimes we think that the test is, oh, man, that's so cruel that God's going to test us. But you cannot grow without tests. Have you ever been in a real fight? Anybody been in a fight? Anybody been in a fight? Guess what? You don't know how strong you really are until you get into a fight. Right? You could do all these training. You know, all these boxers, they do all this training, but they don't know how good they really are until they get in a real fight. We were watching this past weekend at my parents' house. We were watching Errol Flynn, and then in a boxing movie, and Errol Flynn's an older actor. And, you know, he was a little guy, but he was hitting people, man. And the way he got them, he would just drag them out just because he could move. So he was in excellent shape. And one of the fights that he went into, he said he went 61 rounds. You know, and I was like, wow, 61? And then the guy that was going to fight him, he's like, oh, I heard it went 16. He's like, no, my friend, it was 61. Just so you know. So if you want to box me, I can take you deep. And he just took that. And when he fought that guy, he took him into like 20 rounds. And the guy couldn't stand because he'd never been that far. He was a champion, but he always knocked people out right away. So he got in the ring, and he's just dancing around him. You know, everybody see Muhammad Ali and some of these Mayweather. A lot of times it's hard to hit these guys. Not because they're big, but because they're shifty, because they're quick. But you never know how strong you are or how much you can fight until a fight is amongst you, right? Now, I was the older brother. I'm going to just say this. Michael might say something different, but that's okay. I didn't pick fights with my brothers, okay? Never picked fights with my brothers. I actually would get in trouble if I fought my brothers, right, when I was younger. My parents, it didn't matter if it was their fault or mine. I would get in trouble. So after a while, I was like, I'm not even going to mess with them. I'll just push them or whatever. But I was an older brother. And in being the older brother, there was plenty of time where they wanted to challenge me. You know, it was just like a challenge. And Tamron here has older brothers. So sometimes you just want to challenge them just to see. Last year you beat me up, but I'm going to challenge you today. And I don't know if the younger brother just wake up that day, my older brother. I don't know. But they wanted to prove their strength at times. They wanted to challenge, or sometimes it's sometimes they want to challenge who you are. Especially if the parents left. Anybody, especially you guys at the younger kids, if your parents left and your other brother or sisters, they wanted to do stuff they're not supposed to, and you're in charge, there's going to be a fight. I'm sorry, Mom, they didn't want to listen to what you guys told them. That happens because somebody wants to push the boundaries. And many times we do that with God. We read his word, but I want to push these boundaries, God. Even though I'm a believer, I still got things that I really want to do that might not be in your will, but it's not as bad as what everybody else is doing, right? We try to justify what we are doing. And guess what? God never wants us to justify ourselves by other people. How many of you know you're not going to be judged by what somebody else did? God doesn't grade on a curve. He's not going to say, well, this dude blew up the whole. I ain't going to prophesy nothing like that. But, hey, this person blew up something, right? And you might have just, burned the field down. But anyway, I'm just saying, these little things, God will not judge you like that. He's not going to say, well, he got an A, he got it. No, it's either you accepted my ways and obeyed my word. It's key. So back to the story. Jacob wrestles God all night. Now, I don't know about you, but an all-night fight? That's tough. You know how tough that is? I mean, when you start fighting your brothers and sisters, usually it lasts only about 5 minutes at the max. But just imagine going all night and you really punching, doing everything you can to hurt the other person. But all night. And then this man, known as God, says, let me go, for the day is coming. Let me go, for the day is coming. And Jacob says something that's powerful. There's songs that we sing about it. He says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Now, I don't know how that works with us, but there may be some times in your walk with God where you're wrestling God and you just staying the course, still trusting him is going to help you get the blessing that you need to get. Because one thing that we see is he was with God all night. Even though they were wrestling, he was with God all night. And God blessed him. But how did he bless him? Did he give him money? Did he say, okay, yeah, here's $1 million. You've been blessed with $1 million. It said he changed his name. How many need a name change? Because your name means rascal. Your name is staying. Your name means I've done all this wrong. But God gave him a new name that said, you will prevail. Where it says, so he said, what's your name? He said, it's Jacob. And God already knew his name. Let's just be clear about that. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. So he gave him a name that means prevailing. That means he overcame. Amen. God changed his name. That, to me, when you look at that whole story, the whole part and the whole real focus of God wrestling with him is so that Jacob can get a new name. And after Jacob received this new name, he no longer walked in the old ways that he was. Right? Jacob no longer, you don't see after this, Jacob scheming and doing all kind of different things to get his way. God changed him because he wrestled with God all night. A lot of us wrestle with God, especially before we give our life to God. First time you hear it, you're like, ah, okay, yeah, Jesus thing again. I mean, today in this day and age, we got so many different things people believe. Right. I always tell, to me, it's kind of interesting that parents, and I don't do this, but some parents would swear up and down that Santa Claus is real still. But when they find out he's not real, you just lied to your kids their whole lives. Honestly. Right. So imagine somebody tell them Santa Claus is real and Jesus is real. But they found out Santa's not real. That kind of shakes them. Well, is Jesus real? Is this, all the stuff that you told me real? Right? I remember it was funny. In math class, one of our teachers told us something. And they were like, this thing will never do this. Right? And then the next year, they were like, it will do this. The same teacher. I was like, wait, hold up. You told us it would never do this last year. Why'd you tell us that? You know, I'm like, hold up. I was set on. But she was like, yeah, this, it will. And I was like, huh. Interesting. But God wants to wrestle with you so he can change your name. So he can change your heart. So he can change your destiny. We have to wrestle with God at times. Amen. And there's many things that we can wrestle with God about. Sometimes things don't go our way in life. We pray for things for years and years and years, and it seems like it's not happening the way that we wanted it to happen. But God is just saying, keep on, keeping on. But I always say this, and I think I look at it like this. Wrestling with God's word shows that things must begin to change in our lives. The more you wrestle with God's word, the more you're digging into his word, the more you're going to see that, dang, I still got a lot I need to get fixed. When you start seeing God's character in his word, he starts to say, man, or you just start to say, I messed up, God. It don't matter how long you've been saved. Today I had lunch with one of my neighbors, and we were talking about this. We were just talking about different things. He's of another faith. And while I was talking to him, I was like, yeah, there's a story in the Bible that talks about two people that went to pray. And one of them came in the synagogue. Thank God I'm not like that man. That dude is a sinner. He's no good. God, I thank you that I am not like him. And the other guy just said, God, I'm a sinner. I need your help. I'm no good. And I said, man, whose prayer do you think God heard? He heard the one that came humbled, because he got beat up by life. He got beat up and realized, I need God. He wrestled with God and said, God, I surrender. Anybody see the when they do those one fights, you got to tap out. I surrender, God. My life is too much. I tap out because I need you. I need you. So I'm going to say this in closing. There may be some things you're wrestling with God with, and you might not know how that's going to work, but I'm going to tell you, let that word of God just continue to soak in you. Continue to read that word. Continue to seek his word and say, God, I might not. This is one thing you got to pray. God, I don't understand it all. But God, continue to reveal yourself. God, I'm wrestling with this. I'm not sure that I fully believe this. But even about the guy that talked to Jesus said, help me with my unbelief. That means he was wrestling. He said, just believe. And he said, I'm trying. I'm really trying. But Lord, please help me with the things that I don't believe. He was wrestling. So wrestling is not always a bad thing when it comes to God's word. But in your wrestling, just say, God, show me you. Even if I got to wrestle with you all night sometimes. God, I want to know you. And that's really the blessing that he received. Jacob's name was changed, but the blessing was he got to know who God was. You saw him say, I've seen God face to face, and I did not die. I saw God face to face and did not die. And it says he preserved my life. Somebody's going to have to wrestle. You might have to wrestle with God even right now. Wrestle with him, but say, God, show me you. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you to God for your word. I pray to God that your word would continue to find areas in our lives, dear God, that is not in line with you. Dear God, and if we're wrestling with something right now, dear God, I pray to God that you would allow your word to come forth, to touch, to change, to impact our lives, oh God. Because we want the blessing of knowing you more and more. We want the blessing of following you, dear God, with our whole heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say, amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.